the reason why. The reason why I'm here representing the thousands of Talmidim of Rebbe is because if it wasn't for Hai Gavra Abba, then I and thousands of Talmidim and our children and our own Talmidim would not be here. We would be nowhere. Chazal say that Aviv Mevi'o L'Chayei Olam Hazeh and Rabbah Mevi'o L'Chayei Olam Haba. And I feel that they say that a person who teaches Aleph Beis is the source for all the other learning. Everything comes from the Aleph Beis. So if you teach someone Aleph Beis, then everything else builds on that. You have a chelek in all the other learning. I feel that in many ways, we Talmidim learned Aleph Beis from Rebbe. That everything else we got and we continue to get is built on what we learned from Rebbe. We came to yeshiva. What was an Elul? What was Yom Noraim? What was Purim? What were Gedolim? What was a Shabbos Suda? What was Shabbos? All these things he modeled for us, taught us. I was in Hishir 39 years ago. As was said by those who spoke already, I am one of those Talmidim that it's impossible. It's impossible to appreciate what that did for me. It's impossible to appreciate how much life is informed by that one year by Rav Kalman. As was mentioned, brachas was Rebbe. Rebbe is brachas. And Rebbe shared with me many times the famous Rashi in Brachas on Daf Samach Gimel brings the Tosefta, and I feel that he lived by this. And Chazal tell us, "Shetiknu min ha'olam v'ara olam lohidia she'ein ha'olam hazeh lifnei ha'olam haba klum el kepreizder lifnei atraklin." But then he goes weiter, "Kloimar." Hinhigu birchaisav ba'olam hazeh kidei liyos regilim la'olam haba shekulai aruch. Hinhigu birchaisav. Rebbe taught brachas, but he used to say, you have to make brachas. You have to make brachas with kavana. You have to make brachas knowing lifnei who you're making the brachas, because in olam haba, you're going to make brachas all the time. That's what you're going to do in Olam Haba. And Rebbe lived by that in Olam Hazeh as a prize of lifnei atraklin. His Sefer Shmuel, the Shmuzin, I was mesmerized. We were mesmerized. A 10th grader, 15-year-old, it was a different world. Swept away by his way of giving it over, of teaching the Navi and of the Shmuzin, we came different people. It was transformative. The Hislavos with which he gave the Shmuzin, he would be drenched after one of these big shmuzin, before the end of the year, Erev Rosh Hashanah, he would come home, he'd be drenched from those shmuzin. Well, how much effort he put into it. He prepared, as was mentioned, everything that he did, he prepared. He prepared his shiurim, he prepared the shmuzin. For many years, I was zeiche that before Erev Rosh Hashanah, when I lived here, we would talk, when I moved away on the phone, that he would go over the shmuz beforehand. And he would have so many different ideas, so many different things, and he would say it over this way, and then say, no, I have to say it over that way, and then maybe this, we'll put this thing here, put that there. He lived by those shmuzin. When I was in his shir, 10th grade, I came into his shir. I didn't know how to make a leining. And we had leining seder, of course, and I felt I couldn't do it. I tried many times, I couldn't do it. And I said to Rabbi, I can't make a leining. He said, you can. I said, no, I can't. He said, you can. And he said, we'll go after mincha, you'll come with me, we'll sit down, you'll make a leining. So I thought, we're going to sit down, he's going to teach me how to make a leining. We went to the Rebbe's lounge, we sat down, it was Bar Metzia, I still know the sugi, of course, that it was. We sat down, across from each other, he said, go ahead, make a leining. I said, Rebbe, I don't know how. Yes, you do. And I started to read it completely wrong. Made no sense. Couldn't figure it out. And he very patiently said, read it again. Try it again. Try it again. We sat there for maybe a half an hour. And after half an hour, I read it. He clicked. From that moment forward, I was able to learn. Bli guzma. There was a moment, a click. It clicked in my mind. That's how you make a leining. Just from sitting there. How did he know that? How did he know that I'd be able to do it? He knew. He knew. Like Rav Kook said. He shats me up. He understood. It just took time. Just someone has to sit there patiently and walk me through it a little bit. And that is the moment in time where I went from not being able to learn to being able to learn. And it is because of Rebbe. He understood Tamidim. One more personal story. The next year in 11th grade, he told me he would prepare shir with me. As a way of keeping up the kesher, he'd prepare shir with me. So I came to his house every night and sat across from him as he prepared shir. I couldn't follow it. It's too much, too fast, too much. I wasn't ready for it. I came back night after night and, so to speak, prepared shir. But that didn't work, really. He never said anything. He never said, you can't do this. He never said, this is not for you. Never said that. Instead, he said to me one day, I need to walk. It's good for my health. I need to take a walk. Why don't you walk with me? And for years, we walked. During lunch, we walked down Mount Wilson Lane, back. That's what I needed. That's what worked. He understood. And it was never a question of, you're not good enough, you can't do this. It was always building. Gadlus Ha'adam was key by Rebbe. Rav Kook mentioned this in passing. I want to emphasize it. He loved Svarim. He loved Svarim. His house is full of Svarim, but as Rav Kook said, he seemed to have went through every sefer that he got his hands on. He loved them. I couldn't understand how quickly he went through them. He loved them. And in a Svarim store, it was impossible to get them out. He loved Svarim. It's Erev Shabbos. The memories are so, they just, on the plane over here, I was crying the whole way here. There's so much. I want to say that in this past year and a half, that it is incredible the level of care and concern that the Rebbetzin had for him and the children, whenever I would call or come, there was always, there were either children there, or the Rebbetzin was there, or the phone would keep on ringing with children, with grandchildren. It is an incredible thing how well the family took care of Rebbe in the past year and a half in his illness. And of course, on behalf of all the Talmidim, I ask Mechila, Rebbe, for all the times that we fell short, including this Hesped. And I'm going to end by saying, I don't know how it works in the Masifta Shel Naila. Chazal say, Talmidei Chachamim Ein Lahem Menucha. We know there's learning in Masifta Shel Naila. But it's 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. And of the Shmuzin of Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbe used to give, Rosh Hashanah Shechalias B'Shabbos was, I think it's the one that he worked on the most. I think it's the one that he felt was the most powerful. He had a few versions of it. This year, we're not going to hear. We're not going to hear the shmuz. What happens in Masifta Shel Naila? Do they just learn Torah? Does someone say a shmuz? Rebbe will be giving, maybe, be giving that shmuz. Just we won't be able to hear it. Bilam Abbas HaNetzach, Amar HaShem, Alakim Timon HaKopan.